Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Season 2 of the Pat and JT podcast. Oh my, now I'm here at last. The best time, always gonna be the best. Come on! Exclusively on the Herd App Media Network.
Right. It's Pat and JT, Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. And then YouTube also, it's Pat and JT. We randomly throw that out there. We're live every Friday morning, which is super fun. You can watch us, and if not, thanks for listening.
Yeah, right. Either way. So sad news yesterday, hearing about Kirstie Alley passing away.
Yeah.
I guess because she's 71, which I thought was really, really interesting too. A lot of people commenting, that they had no idea how old she was, because really you haven't seen her a lot, and she sounds the same, and the way she posts things is in her voice. Like, mm-hmm. You can tell she writes her own stuff. I imagine most people just think of Veronica's Closet or Cheers, or maybe there's a couple other things that they probably saw her in, a few years back.
I forgot she was on Dancing with the Stars and killed it. I completely forgot about that.
That's true. And she would have been about 60 when she did that. Wasn't that about 10 years ago?
I think so. Yeah, I'm not sure, but yeah.
So she was 71. But she'd been fighting, battling cancer for some time and just kept it private. And so that's why I think a lot of people were, I know I was, just like, wait, what? Mm-hmm. What? You know, and because she's so true to herself. I mean, very, very opinionated and very much, she just says what's on her mind. Yeah. She really doesn't give a flying about what anybody else thinks.
So last year, it was October. Let me look at my text. Actually was texting with her for quite a while because
we were talking about, wasn't she was wanting to do a podcast. Wasn't she doing something?
She was initially, I got connected with her for Hollywood Raw to get her on.
That's what it was. Hollywood Raw. I remember that.
So,
that's right.
Yeah. I just randomly, one of the guys said, well, this might be her number. Just shoot her a text just in case. So I texted it. 90 seconds. She wrote back. Like, hey, how you doing? Whatever. I'd love to do it. She was in the middle of moving from, I don't remember where she was moving
Kansas,
from, to Florida.
She moved to Florida?
Yeah, she moved to Florida. And she was in the middle of organizing that. She's like, as soon as we get moved, I'll be on the show. And that, and then she's like, just to show you my craziness, she sent me pictures. And I don't know, see all those pictures? She sent me pictures and video of her loading. She has like a zoo. Had a zoo, like ostriches, emus, turkeys, horses, whatever. And this is video of her loading their private plane and moving the animals. It blew me away that she was so friendly, had no idea who I was, and probably never heard of the Hollywood Raw podcast at the time, and just kept going back and forth. And she would randomly text me, hey, haven't forgotten about you. Let me know. Let me know what the schedule is. It never worked out for us to have her on the show, unfortunately. The last time she texted, we texted each other was last October. Nothing since then. So it was just, it was really surprising to hear that yesterday.
Isn't that crazy?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was really crazy.
Holy smoke. Well, and you're right though, but I think a big part of that, her being down to earth, I think a big part of, she was so anchored in Kansas and her roots in Kansas. Mm-hmm. Like she had a house there. There's a town she grew up in. I think she was from Topeka, right? I think that played, and she lived there. She didn't live in Hollywood, so she wasn't in a bubble.
Yeah.
But she did. She posted a lot about her, like you said, her animals, her kids. She had True and Lily Parker were her, with Jameson Parker. He was one of the Hardy Boys.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. He was super hot in the 80s. And she was super hot on Cheers.
Yeah.
Right? And yeah, isn't that crazy?
Yeah, it's super, super crazy.
But yeah, I think it's just that people hadn't seen her so much of late. They heard her. They saw her post. They saw her talking. As a matter of fact, let me look here real quick on Twitter. I know her kids posted on her page about her passing. Kirstie Alley, there she is. And let me go back to her. Oh, no, her account's gone. Oh, wait, is it? Here it is. She had about 1.5 million followers. And her children posted, "We're sad to inform you that our incredible, fierce, and loving mother has passed away after a battle with cancer, only recently discovered." So she was with family and friends. As iconic as she was on screen, she was even more amazing as a mother and grandmother. They also made a point to mention the Moffitt Cancer Center and the incredible team of doctors they were working with, and thanked everybody for their love and prayers and respect of privacy, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, oh my God, isn't that crazy?
That's too
bad.
When
was her last post? So see if her last post was October 31st, it looks like.
When there's somebody that's that nice and seemingly very genuine, it's like, man, you get disappointed that you never got to talk to them or whatever. It's just, it was said. Of all the numbers, and trust me, the boys on Hollywood Raw have thrown me a lot of numbers that were supposed to lead to something, and they never led to a callback or anything or a text. She's the only one that ever not only texted back, but didn't even text back an F you, lose my number. Like, actually went back and forth. And so, yeah,
she had a happy Halloween post on October 31st, and then she commented on a cute little critter video, and then she had a happy Thanksgiving post on November 24th. That was her last post. Son of a buck. Yeah, that's too bad. That's sad. I'm sorry for her family, too, because she's way too young.
Yeah, for sure.
To be definitely in such a big personality. Then, okay, so the other news stories, and that was kind of the one that occupied most everybody, I think, most of the day yesterday, although Megan wanted it to be otherwise. Megan and Harry and their Netflix special. They have the trailer out. Have you seen it for the Netflix documentary?
I have seen probably 20 seconds of it. Not because I turned it off, but I think it was a 20-second version of it. I don't know. I'm sorry. I know how calculated and how protective those two are of everything they do. And I think it's 100% scripted deal. Maybe not scripted, but like, hey, we're going to go here, do this, don't say that. Now we're going to go here, do this, don't say that. There's no way they're following them around like
a day in the life.
Not a chance. Unless they did and it was so heavily edited and they had to redact it, everything. I don't know. I doubt it.
Well, we found out a lot of that happened with the Oprah interview, you know, that there was definitely some handy, fancy editing that went down. This trailer is a minute long. I can't watch the whole thing. I tried. And I'm just like, oh, my God, you just want to cover your face up and look through your fingers. Mm-hmm. But it said here somebody and as a matter of fact, this article that was written about it, it says, let's see, where'd it go? If the latest trailer for this Woe Is Me documentary is anything to go by, this Netflix bonanza will have both a confusing relationship with the truth and a severe lack of accountability. And somebody else had written, too, that she is just like bound and determined to take down the House of Windsor. She's just, it's like, did somebody plant her? to just dismantle the tradition. And granted, a lot of people say, well, maybe it needs to be dismantled. You know, maybe it is bull or blah, blah, blah. But you look at Wills and Kate, they seem to just kind of like, they do their thing and they go. And it is really hard to conjure up a whole bunch of sympathy knowing. And I know they'll say, oh, the lifestyle is just, it's just brutal. It's just brutal.
I'm sure it's not easy. I'm sure it's 100% not easy, but it wasn't breaking news when you married a prince or whatever.
It's not like she tripped and got married.
Right. It wasn't breaking news. And I think the way that she treated her family, you never know what goes on behind closed doors, but it just seemed bad. It went sideways super fast, and it's hard to trust anybody that does that. I'll probably watch it, though. What the
heck? But I think, let's see here, isn't it Meghan Markle's sister? Just what's her name? Samantha. She recently, was there something going on? I think she had a lawsuit against her. Then there was something else that just came out not that long ago. Samantha Markle. Let me see if I can find. It's her half sister, and there were some news stories about her. But I get to, and you know, like the whole married into, but she loved him. And so they got married and they decided to leave the family. But you look at, remember when Wills and Kate, and they broke up when they were dating, when they were much younger, right? Of course. But anyway, and then he was dating somebody else. And that person decided they didn't really want to be, they knew what was going to be asked of them. It mm-hmm. was kind of like, I don't think I'm going to go down this road. I think I better just stay over here because I'm probably not going to be a good fit. And then Kate came back into the scene and she was more of a commoner herself, but she was very much aware of what the sacrifice was going to be. It's like, this is the job that you're marrying into. It's not like any other marriage really, where even one spouse can stay separate from their husband's or their wife's job. You are going to be participating mm-hmm. whether you like it, and your right. face is going to be on every magazine in the world.
And maybe it sounded okay at the time. Like, this is going to be amazing. I love him. I love the family. They're great. But then after you get immersed in it, it gets old real quick. And then the old whatever comes boiling up and you decide to flip the script on everybody.
I don't know. Man. She's been, and you know, it's like, okay, this is it. We're going to disenfranchised. We're moving to another country. We're demanding security. Okay, we're not going to get that. Okay, we can't make any money. Okay. And that's the other thing too, is that they're looking for a way to make, they need a revenue stream.
I'm sorry. So? That's a bunch of BS too. That's a bunch of BS because we know enough content creators that are making hundreds of thousands of dollars a month off of podcasts and radio shows. You can't tell me they couldn't throw up some sort of content page where it's gated and you pay a membership that they wouldn't get 100,000 members at $2 a month and they would they'd be making bank. So that's a bunch of bull crap.
I have to wonder, weren't they were supposed to do a podcast, and I think they did like 3 episodes or something.
Yeah. Another one, they did go on hiatus for whatever that means for a while. And then soon episodes started coming out just a few weeks ago. And again, I listened to a little bit of it and it's her basically like she's reading a book. Like, oh, I got up one morning and thought, I just don't know what to do today. So anyway, it was at least what I heard. Maybe it's different. Maybe they have guests, maybe, but I don't buy that they need a revenue stream. I just don't buy that.
I don't know.
Too many ways for something like that.
I'm
going to
try to watch it. I don't know if I can. I think it's just going to be too cringy. But I kind of want to watch it just because, but I don't know if I can stay in the room while it's on. I don't know if I want to see it. We'll see. We'll see how it goes. Good Morning America, that scandal still bubbling around. So the latest to come out of that, which is the Amy, Amy Robach?
Robach,
right?
Yep.
And TJ Holmes. So as we had said before, that ABC had announced that they were fine with it because they're peers. There's not a power struggle that's going on in this relationship, which is generally the reason why they don't like to have relationships at work. Also, another reason they don't like to have relationships at work is it's a distraction. And like we talked about Robin Roberts, that it does affect the people that are around them, especially in that position that they're in. If something goes wrong with the chemistry of the show, everybody gets affected. Mm-hmm. It's not just, they are not in a bubble. And so ABC News now has come up. They took them off the air. And it kind of interesting. They said, well, now we've got a scandal. And a lot of people are saying, well, you just made it worse by taking them off the air because you just said it was okay.
Uh-huh.
Now you're, and so now you're taking it off. But then again, they're getting headlines everywhere.
Yeah, I think they know what they're doing. I don't think they're like, oh, oopsie. I think they know exactly what they're doing. I think the two of them knew what they were doing. And I bet they knew what they were doing. I think they're fine.
Do you think that the news president at ABC, Kim Godwin, said to the staff that the relationship between the anchors is not a violation of company policy and that the decision to pull the two off the air was not easy, not knee-jerk, but necessary for the brand. Also said that they're being sidelined indefinitely because the relationship had become, quote, internal and external distractions. Uh-huh. So everybody must be...
What's an external distraction? I get the internal distraction, but it's like all the press is good press. People are out watching it. They knew that they were having an affair or whatever, and people would watch just to see them interact with each other, they would watch. So an external distraction to me is a good thing.
I don't know, because I think they'd be ineffective as an interviewer. Because all you're seeing is, I don't even care who she's talking to. Mm-hmm. Let's see if he looks over at her.
Yeah.
Oh, she's looking at him. She's looking at him. She just glanced over at him. You know, so, you know, I mean, I don't think people would pay attention to what they're doing, what they're supposed to be doing.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. But anyway, so now that's going on. And then what else is going on? Oh, they had the update on, remember that Lady Gaga, her dog walker who got shot?
Yeah, I saw that this morning. That's craziness.
And so that happened over a year ago. Actually, I think it happened, it said he was charged February 24th, 21.
And he didn't know it was, did not know it was Gaga's dogs. And the, we're of all people that are walking dogs, that's the, you know, that's the person that you shoot.
Right?
Of yeah, all.
Likely. Not. Mm-hmm. But ended up, it says here that he ended up going, what does he got? He's 20 years old. So it just makes no freaking sense. 21 years in prison. Did the dog walker die? She didn't die, right? The dog walker. I know
he
stole the French bulldogs and shot the dog walker. Attempted murder. That's what it was. Attempted murder. 21 years. You have people that get first degree murder.
Yeah.
I think they get less time.
Yeah.
I wonder. Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. Wow. That's it's a whole weird story. Just weird story.
And then people are commenting in the, there's a YouTube report on this and people are commenting underneath it. Cases that they're involved in, like a family member was killed. The killer got 11 years, 21 years for attempted murder. That's interesting.
Yeah, that is interesting.
Huh?
Wow, seems crazy. Odd. He must have priors or something.
Or Lady Gaga showed up.
Or Gaga. Yeah.
Or my name's Lady Gaga.
Her fleet of attorneys, right? And a bus. And yeah.
And the judge's name is? Just so I can let everybody know who the judge was that handled this for me. You know, it's like, oh, crap.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Make sure he goes away forever. And that. And then what was the other one I saw too yesterday? There was another conviction. Oh, Avenatti. Michael Avenatti.
I thought he got convicted. He got sentenced, right, yesterday?
He's serving 5 years right now. And I think this, and I saw conflicting reports. AP and Reuters had two different things. So he got 21 years or 15? 15.
15.
That's the new, right? So he has to pay back almost $11 million plus the 15 years. One, I think Reuters said that it will go in effect after he serves this five-year term, then it, instead of concurrent. And then AP said that they'll start serving the 15 years at the same time he's serving the five. But regardless, he's going to be in there at least 15 years more.
Yeah.
At this point.
I love it when somebody talks a lot of stuff about people and then they get in trouble for doing the exact same thing. For doing not the exact same thing that person did, but the exact same thing they're accusing somebody of doing. That, and then it was also the kind of early on in hashtag Me Too, where that one woman was calling out somebody for having an underage girlfriend or whatever, and it turned around that she was she was sleeping with somebody like 16 or 17, and she just, it's just
always
makes
deflect.
Me feel it makes me feel so just makes me feel good.
When they doth protest too much or they're going hard and heavy at somebody, you start wondering, wonder what's going on in your backyard.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. And I've always thought that when somebody was so angry that somebody thought that they were gay. It's like, what? Who cares?
Yeah.
Like, and if you're that angry, what are you? Are you hiding? What's
deflecting.
Totally deflecting.
Deflecting and just drawing attention. And he, you remember, he was like everybody's boyfriend. For a while there, he was making the talk show circuit.
Oh yeah, he was dreaming.
Just gushing over him, and there's, oh my gosh, yeah,
Mr. Dreamy.
And then I think that some stories came out about him, and I think there were some domestic violence charges or something, accusations maybe, and a few people jumped off his boat, but for the most part, they hung in there. They stayed right with him, and so now they can go visit him.
Yeah, anytime they want, he'll want people to come all the time.
He'll be easy to find.
Put some money in his commissary account and get him some salt, some sunflower seeds. Yeah. Be super nice. It's gonna be buddies.
So there. So yeah. So those are the stories that are going on right now. Other than that, just real. I'm just like, I think this happened last year too. The weather was super nice in December. Crazy.
Yeah.
Loving it. But yeah, just rolling into the holidays. Couple weeks to go.
Absolutely crazy.
I know it. I got, and just wait till Facebook Friday because I have a Christmas tree now for my video.
It's very nice.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's very.
I like it. My green screen looks pretty good.
Very special effecty.
I need to wear a different color shirt though.
Because your left arm keeps. I think you should wear a green shirt so it's just your head. A green turtleneck. That's funny. You should.
I might do that. We'll just see how it goes.
That would be amazing.
Centrist Federal Credit Union is our partner and our sponsor and our supporter, and we love working with them. Looking forward to 2023, without a doubt. And trust me, and we've been telling you this all along, you can stop in any of their branches, and their experts are there to help. They're local. They live in the same community you do. Federally insured NCUA. If you're looking for a savings account, thinking about maybe changing things up for 2023, great reason to stop by or check out their website. They've got accounts and certificates that can help you achieve your goals.
Their website is centrisfcu.org with all the blog information and everything. Or just go right in one of the locations or call them at 402-334-7000. Thank you, guys.
JP sent you.
Yes. Scream that in the lobby. Thank you, guys.
Podcast, a Huda Media Production.